5. Please listen carefully. Listen to a conversation between two students.
Sally, why the frown?
John, I have been trying to learn this list of vocabulary words, and I'm just getting nowhere. Here, take the list and ask me one of the words. You'll see.
Okay. How about arthropoda?
Those creepy crawly things?
But what kind of creepy crawly things? Snakes?
No, like spiders and scorpions.
Right. See? You do know at least one word. So, how did you remember it?
I don't know. I guess it's because it starts with A and I've managed to memorize the A words. But look at how long the list is.
Okay. Well, I learned it by remembering that arthro means joints, like the disease arthritis affects the joints. And pod means foot, like a tripod for setting a camera on. I always try to connect new words with the words I already know. So arthropoda refers to all those creatures that have lots of jointed feet.
Oh, okay. Well, that's pretty easy. Although, you know what? Now that I think about it, I kind of remember picturing all of the creatures in my mind every time I said the word.
Ah, you mean visualizing them. That's a good way of remembering, making a mental picture. You could try color coding your words too, like a traffic light. That helps me.
Okay, what's that? What do you mean by color coding the words?
Go through the list and, for example, color all the words you know well green because you can pass by them. And the words you kind of know yellow, and the words you really don't know red. Then focus on the red words. You stop at them and think about them. Of course, you don't have to use those colors. That's just my coloring system.
Okay, yeah, that sounds like a really good idea. Got any other ideas?
Sure. Make a song or a poem out of them. Like, an arthropod with arthritis met a cephalopod with sinusitis.
Okay, wait. What is a cephalopod and what does it have to do with sinusitis?
Well, cephalo has to do with a head, right? Like the disease encephalitis is an inflammation of the brain. And a cephalopod is a big-headed creature like an octopus, for example. So a cephalopod with sinusitis would have a really bad sinus headache.
Okay, I see. So, finish your poem.
I've forgotten it.
Now get ready to answer the question. The students discuss several ways to memorize vocabulary. Summarize the ways. Then state which of the ways you prefer and explain why. You may begin to prepare your response after the beep. Please begin speaking after the beep.